Shuri's Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuri's Bavli, Daf Yud Daled, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Yidiris HaTumah, Shnayim Shein Arba. There are two primary Yidiris, awarenesses of Tumah, that make four in all. Nitma V'yada V'nel Memenu Tumah V'zochol HaKodesh, Nel Memenu Kodesh V'zochol HaTumah, Nelmu Memenu Zeh V'zeh, Ochlas HaKodesh V'lo Yada, U'meshe Ochol Yada, Harei Zeh Bo'er V'yevet. If he knew that he became Tommy and then forgot the Tumah, and he remembered the Kodesh, or he forgot about the Kodesh and remembered the Tumah, or he forgot both Tumah and the Kodesh, and ate Kodesh and didn't know, and afterwards he ate, and after the ate he found out, he must bring an Oda V'yirid. Nitma V'yada Nelma Menu Atumah V'zocha L'migdash Nelma Menu Migdash V'zocha L'atumah Nelma Menu Zeh V'zeh Nechaz L'migdash V'la Yada U'mishiyot Zeh Yada V'ei Zeh V'yla V'yirid. He knew that he became Tommy and then forgot about the Tumah and remembered the Mikdash, or he forgot about the Mikdash and remembered the Tumah, or he forgot both and he entered the Mikdash and didn't know, and after he left he found out, he had to bring an Oyla V'yevet. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiya boy, Pshita V'yadiyah Achreina, Adjei Yodea Shechayav Lavi B'Korban, Af V'yadiyah Rishoina, Kain. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiya asked that surely at the end he must know that he's liable to Korban. Does the same apply to the first Yodea? Nishminim and Ador, Shnei Shvilim, Echa Tomei Becha Toho, Hilich V'Echa Mehem, V'Nichnas V'Migdash V'Yotza, V'Yeza V'Shana V'Tavo V'Hilich V'Shini V'Nichnas V'Migdash Chayev. We answer from the following brisa: if there are two paths, one is Tomei, one is Toho, and he went on one of them and entered the Migdash and left, and he received Hazor, which is the sprinkling of the Paraduma waters on day 3 and on day 7, and then he immersed and went on the second path and entered the Migdash and left, then he's liable. Did he know that he's liable to korban? Surely not. Each time, it was a suffix tumor. Amar Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shmuel, he d'amar chayav ala helam tumor val helam mikdash. And Reish Lakish rejects this. The brisa is Rabbi Shmuel, who says that one is liable for helam tumor and helam mikdash. He's liable for helam mikdash even if he was unaware of the tumor. Amar Bun Bachir, havin in sabin meima, tumor. Say Rabbi Yishmol, the boy loy shu tomei benelam memenu mikdash. To say benechnas la mikdash, avalim haya safik tomei safik toho benelam memenu mikdash benechnas la mikdash loy. Rabbi Bachir said that we thought to say that Rabbi Yishmol said so when he is sure that he is tomei and the mikdash was hidden from him and he entered the mikdash, but if he was safik tomei safik toho and forgot the mikdash and entered the mikdash, no, means he's exempt. Imad amma veshlokish Rabbi Yishmol he. Dama chayev al helem tuma vehelem mikdash hada amar afilu safik tomei safik toho nelam emenu mikdash v'nichnas emikdash chayev. However, since Reish Lakish said that it's Rabbi Shmuel who says that one is liable for helem tuma and for helem mikdash, this teaches that even if he's safik tomei and safik toho and he forgot the mikdash and entered the mikdash, then he's liable. Amar Rabbi Yochanan divrei akolhi mishum safik yediya ki yediya. Rabbi Yochanan said that the bride is like everyone. It's because safik yediya is like yediya. Ma im b'shasha ina yodeh im tomehu im tohu at amau yediya vaday hi b'shasha yodeh t'shetomeh vaday el sh'ina yodeh im chayev ma le'chobim le'koshin sh'te yediya. If when he does not know whether he's tomeh or toho, you say that it's like vaday yediya. When he knows vaday that he is tomeh, he doesn't know whether or not one is chayev a korban, all the more so it's yediya. It should say nitzma v'nasa le'hadova sofek moshe yase etzloi kehelem to say tuma ye'e chayev. The question is, if he became Tamei and he became unsure, is this like Helam Tumah and he's liable? Din Kedate V'din Kedate. The Gemara says that, well, this is obvious. Reish Lakish holds about this, like he taught above, that Safek Yediyan is not like Yediyah, and Rabbi Yochanan holds about this, as he taught also, that it is. Dis Palgun, Ochal Chamisha, Zeisim, Neidilov V'Safek, Kol Echad Echad, V'Charkein, Neidilov V'Vadoim, Reish Lakish Oma Yediyah Safek, Kuv Osei Lechatas, Rabbi Yochanan, ain't this suffix of Rasa Lechatas? The answer is it's not so obvious, because elsewhere they taught the opposite. If a person ate 5 kazesim and found out a suffix about each of them, whether it was chelev before he ate the next, and afterwards he found out vaday, Reish Lakish says that knowing the suffix fixes it for chatois, it's like vaday yediyah, to separate the halomais, and Rabbi Yochanan says that knowing the suffix does not fix it for chatois. Rabbi Yosef Rabun, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Moide Reish Lakish v'koyin Mashiach she'em yediyah safek sfeikai k'v asa lechatas. Rabbi Yosef Rabun, quoting Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel said that Reish Lakish agrees about a koyin Mashiach that yediyah safek does not fix him for chatas. שנאמר, וחטף כעשם, אשר מביא אשם תולי ידיעת ספקי כאיבות לחטף, אשר אין מביא אשם תולי אין ידיעת ספקי מחלקת לחטף. Resources, the Pasuk in Vayikra, Zion, Pasuk Zion, Dachatas Ka'asham, like the guilt offering. One who brings an Asham Tolei, his Yudias Sofek fixes him for Chatas. One who does not bring Asham Tolei, his Yudias Sofek does not divide for Chatas. Mechalfa Shidtas, to Reish Lokish, Taman Alma Yudias Sofek Kivas Lechatas, Racha Alma Ein Yudias Sofek Kivas Lechatas. The Gemara of Reish Lokish seems to contradict himself. There he said that Yudea Safek fixes for Chatas, and here he said that Yudea Safek does not fix for Chatas. He established the Brisa about two paths only like Rabbi Shmuel. If he held that Yudea Safek is Yudea, he would have established it like everyone, as Rabbi Yochanan did. Taman, Ashamay Kavai, Racha Ma'isach. The Gemara answers, there, since Yudea Safek obligates Ashim Tolei, his Ashim fixes him for Chatas. Here, what do you have to fix him? There's no Ashim Tolei for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Mechalfa Shittas of Yochanan, Taman Hu Oimer, which is the Ein Yudea Safek Kivasa Lechatas, Vachu Amachin. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Yochanan seems to contradict himself. There, one who ate five kazeifim and found a Safek about each before he ate the next, he said that Yudea Safek does not fix for Chatais. Here he said that the Bais is like everyone because Yudea Safek is Yudea. Vai Am Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yudea, which is the Harishaina, She'ein Bachiev Karban. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yochanan says so means that Yudea Safek is Yudea, only regarding the first Yudea means for Oyla V'Yorid, which does not obligate the Korban. On Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Safek Rishis HaRabim, Sveiko Toho, Eimatirin Loi La'asos. Rabbi Yochanan says that any Safek Tumah in Rishis HaRabim is Toho, but we don't permit him to do Sedeh HaTchila, rather we tell him to immerse. La'ataninan Kol Safek HaToho, L'Trumah Toho L'Chatas, V'Chol HaToloi L'Trumah Nishpach L'Chatas. Gemara asked in Mishnah that any suffix is Toho for Truma is Toho for Chatas, which is Paraduma. Any suffix for which Truma is Tluya means suffix that we don't eat it or burn it. For Chatas, we spill the ashes of water and don't use them. Ein Tolei b'Chatas ela Oy Tomei Mamesh Oy Toho Mamesh. And we can infer that nothing is Tolei for Chatas, either it's truly Tomei or truly Toho. This teaches that suffix Truma in Rishis HaRabim is truly Toho. Am Rabbi Zeira Masnisa B'davar She'ein Ba Machmas HaZevach Ma'adam Rabbi Yochanan B'davar She'ba Machmas HaZevach. Rabbi Zeira answers that the Mishnah discusses something that does not come due to the Korban. Rabbi Yochanan discusses something that comes due to the Korban. Hakom Moedim Shem Avar V'Asa Toho. All agree that if one had Safek Tumen, which is a Rabbim, and perhaps transgressed and made Taharis, they are Tahorim. All refers to Yosef Ben Yerezer and his opponent to argue about Safek Tumen, which is a Rabbim. The Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yochanan taught this. Mechalfa Shittas Rabbi Yochanan, Taman Amar, Ava V'Asa Tomei, V'Acha Amar, Ava V'Asa Toho. The Gemara points out a contradiction. Rabbi Yochanan seems to contradict himself. There he said that if he transgressed and did amidst Safek Tuma, it's Tomei. Here he said that if transgressed and did, it is Toho. Kan Rosh HaYochid, Kan Rosh HaRabim. The Gemara answers that the former case discusses Rosh HaYochid, and the latter case discusses Rosh HaRabim. They should say Vilu Tema, Kan Bakan Rishis HaYochid, Machal Veshitas Rish Lokish, Machal Veshitas Rabbi Yochanan. And if you say that both of them discuss Rishis HaYochid, Rish Lokish will contradict himself, and Rabbi Yochanan will contradict himself. This Palgun, Nazish She Nitma, Vitumas Kera Tahim, and she said Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Ein Hanazi Megaleach, Rish Lokish Omar, she say Hanazi Megaleach. They argued about another who became Tommy through Tumas HaTahoyim, which was a tumor that no one knew about. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Nazir does not shave and bring Korban Nazir Tami and begin again from the beginning because Safek Tumah in Rishis HaYochid is like Safek Tami. Rish Lakish says that the Nazir shaves because Safek Tumah in Rishis HaYochid is Vadai Tami. And the Gemara now says Vaharu and Rabbi Yochanan Omar Mishum Safek Yediyah Ki Yediyah. Earlier Rabbi Yochanan said that the Brisa of two paths is because Safek Yediyah at the beginning is like Yediyah to help obligate a korban at the end. Ba'afilu Roshoina, Ba'sheret, V'shniya, Ba'meis, Roshoina ad sheloi, Shisei nishtape, V'shniya mishi nishtape, Roshoina ad sheloi hevi, Shtei saris, V'shniya mishi hevi. Even if the first idea was of Tumas Sheret, and the second of Tumas Meis, or the first was before he became sane, the second was after he became sane, or the first was before he brought two hairs of adulthood, and the second was after he brought two hairs, he's liable. Nitma b'meis v'yada, b'sheret v'la yada, Ein sham tumakala etzel tuma chamura. If he became tamei from a mace and knew, and tamei from a sheret and did not know, and he entered the mikdash, there's no shame of light tuma where there is severe tuma. The tuma sheret had no effect on him. We don't say that since there was helem sheret, that he is liable. Nima b'meis v'layada, b'sheret v'layada, v'chakach noidelay ala sheret, v'chakach noidelay ala meis, v'vneshu noidelay ala sheret, v'tchila, k'mishish tuma kala etzel chamura. The Gemara asked that if he became Tomei from a mace and didn't know, and from a sheret and he didn't know, and afterwards he found out about the sheret and entered the mikdash, and afterwards found out about the mace, because he found out about the sheret first, is he like one who has light tumah where there is severe tumah? There was initial yediyah of tumah sheret, so he brings a korban. Omim p'nei shekadma l'tumah ha-mace, tindach l'tumah sheret, l'diyasa, ve'in sham l'tumah kala etzel tumah chamur. Or because tumah's mace came first, Tumah Sheret and its Yediyah are pushed off and have no effect, and there's no light Tumah where there's severe Tumah, so therefore he's exempt. Nitma b'meis v'yada v'sheret, I should say, v'yada v'nechnas v'mikdash v'elamai, sh'meis chayiv v'helem sheret pater. If he became Tameh from a mace and knew, and from a sheret and knew, and entered the mikdash in helem of the mace, but he remembered Tumah Sheret, he's liable. If he entered in helem of the sheret, but he remembered the mace, Tumah mace, then he's exempt.
If he descended to immerse from severe tumah and a light tumah was near him, means touching him the entire time, unknown to him, he becomes tohor from the severe tumah and the light tumah is in place of it. What is the consequence of this? That if he immersed and entered the mikdash, he's exempt. The severe tumah left and there was no initial idea of the light tumah. If he descended to immerse from light tumah and a severe tumah was near him, touching him, the severe tumah is not in place of it, the light tumah never went away. What's the consequence of this? If he immersed and entered the mikdash, he will be liable, since there was initial yudia of the light tumah. And we infer that this is only in the first case when the latter is more lenient. If he went to immerse from severe tumah and another severe tumah was near, touching him the entire time, no, means the first tumah never left. If he went to immerse from light tumah and another light tumah was near, no, means the first tumah never left.
Yorad litbol mitumah chamura v'nif mechalayt chachoy supoyf me'achad demar ubi yochanan b'shem ubi yanai kulayn toibahein etzal tumah k'mishu tumah chamura. The Gemara asked, if he descended to immerse from severe tumah and was near, exposed to tumah of Chachoyth or Poyth, which is branches or protrusions that tower over Tumah. Since Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Yanai, all of them are Torah regarding Tumah, is it like severe Tumah, so the first Tumah does not go away? Or, since another does not shave for them, it's like light Tumah. And the Gemara does not answer the question.